Howdy neighbors, welcome to our continuing coverage of Commodity Classic 2012. One of the folks we caught up with in the hallway at this year's event, Chip Flory with Pro Farmer, as we talked a little bit about this year's expectations on corn plantings and a lot more related to our marketplace.
Chip, let's talk a little bit about where we are right now. Springtime, waiting to try to get a lot of crops into the ground. How big will that corn acreage number be this year?
Yeah, all the talk is 94 million, maybe even all the way up to 95 million. 95 to me is a stretch. 94 million acres is doable. We've got a lot of the guys up in North Dakota, South Dakota, that the last 2-3 years, they've had the potholes out there. They've had a high level of prevented plant acres up there. The way the situation stands right now, those potholes are dry and ready to get planted for the 2012 corn crop. So we should pick up some acres up there in the Dakotas. The area that probably concerns me the most is over in the Eastern Corn Belt. Ohio has just been in sloppy condition since last fall, and they've still got way too much water out there in the field. And if the National Weather Service is right and we see above normal rains there in the Eastern Belt over the next 3 months, they're going to have a tough time getting all the seed in the ground.
So when we start thinking about, if we do that 94 million, mm-hmm. trend line yields are going to be where you think in 2012?
We're working at a 160 right now, Ron, but even that might feel a little heavy based on how we've performed the last couple of years and based on where those acres are going to be, where those 94 million acres are going to be. If we push up 2 million acres from last year, 2.5, even 3 million acres from last year, they're going to come in the lower yielding, you hate to call them fringe areas, but that's what they are. And they're the fringe of the Corn Belt, and those are going to be some lower yielding acres coming into the mix. That's the reason that we're working at 160 instead of 164. Now, if you want to put the weather into it and look at the dry conditions, the really dry conditions in the southern third of Minnesota, really dry conditions in northwest Iowa, where the $20,000 ground is, and then get into eastern Nebraska, southeast South Dakota, it gets harder and harder even to defend our 160 number that we're working with right now. All of a sudden, a 155, 154 starts to make a lot more sense.
So do we have some downside on these corn prices coming into summer for our livestock guys then?
Boy, it's all about the weather. It is absolutely all about the weather, Ron. We're at 800 million bushel carry right now. We're probably going to lose another 150 to 200 million bushels of supply out of Argentina before everything is said and done. The first 150 million bushel that we lost out of Argentina turned into a 50 million bushel increase in the export forecast for U.S. corn. If we lose another 150, I don't think it's going to be a 3 bushels loss, 1 bushel gain thing. It might be a 2 bushels loss, 1 bushel gain. So instead of a 50, it might get us a 75 million bushel boost in the export number. So we've got some work to do. The corn market always likes to find a way to get back to a billion bushels of carryover. And if they're going to do that, it's going to have to come on the export side. We're going to have to limit the exports even more dramatically. I think the ethanol consumption is going to slow down a little bit in the last 2 quarters of the marketing year. So we're not going to get pushed real hard on the ethanol side. But that cannot be offset by an increase in the export demand if we're going to get back to a billion bushels. So the only way that we can do that is the corn market's got to go to work and slow down use even further.
So at this point, there's a lot of obviously concern about smaller cattle numbers and also maybe even pulling back on some of the other meat sources mm-hmm. as well. Are we starting to see fewer and fewer bushels used by the U.S. livestock industry?
2011-12 marketing year, USDA's got feed and residual at 4.6 billion bushels. For next year, they're thinking it's going to be 5.2 billion bushels, so up 600 million bushels. And like you said, our cattle numbers are going down. Our hog numbers are going to be about 2% heavier. Our poultry numbers are still fighting, still trying to get back. Looks like pretty much steady poultry production for the year ahead. So all in, I would say that our animal consuming numbers are going to be down just a touch in 2012-13 than what they were in 2011-12. Now, with that, that means that they're pumping that residual category back up because of a big crop coming, the anticipation of a big crop in 2012. But to me, they just got the feed and residual number way too low this year. It really feels like they're working with a negative residual. So our total corn feed use is probably closer to 4.8 than it is that 4.6 number. But it feels like we're working with a negative residual. I wish they'd break it out so that we'd know what the feed number, the actual feed number is, and what the residual number is. Like they do on soybeans. We get our crush, we get our exports, we get a residual number. On corn and wheat, it's a feed and residual, so I like to call it feed and fudge. They tend to move that number around a little bit.
Okay. One last question regarding soybeans.
Yeah.
Are we going to see a pretty, in other words, a lot of folks continue to talk about that the soybean market has got a lot of firm ground under it at this point. Is that valid?
You know, I'm more optimistic that the corn market's got to do some rationing on old crop supplies than I am on soybeans. You know, we're sitting here with a 275 million bushel carryover estimate on soybeans, and I think that's a pretty realistic number, actually. If we lose another 4 million ton of beans out of Brazil, another 2 to 3 million ton out of Argentina, then maybe we can pick up some more export demand. There's no question that our export window is staying open longer than what it normally would because of the problems out of South America. But we're going to be comfortable with carryover at the end of this year. The difference is that the market seems to be concerned that the bean market's going to lose too many acres. Well, when you look at it from a revenue basis, since January 31st, During February, soybean revenue gained about $45-$50 an acre on corn. And so soybeans are making that move, trying to hold on to those swing acres and get them to come over to soybeans. So there is concern that we're going to be looking at a pretty tight carryover at the end of 12-13. Honestly, we just don't see it. We're sitting at about a 205 to 215 million bushel carry on 12-13.
So on those beans, will we see that increase in revenue help any late soybean acres in the South then?
It sure should. I mean, it used to be that the old cotton soybean ratio was 10-1. Well, good grief, we're sitting there at 90-cent cotton and 85 in the cash market, or even a little bit under that in the cash market for cotton, where on soybeans, that southern basis is holding up very, very good right now. So we're probably looking at something close to $13 on new crop delivery beans out of the South. Those soybeans have got to be winning those dry land acres in the South. There's no economic reason that it shouldn't.
That's Chip Flory with Pro Farmer talking with us here at Commodity Classic 2012 on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.